Kia ora, everyone. Welcome on to Seeds Podcast. I recently wrote a little article, and it was called On Using Time, Being Efficient, and Choosing Projects. So I thought I would read it out so that it could become a little audio version as well. If you're interested in reading it, then I'll put a link in the show notes as well. And if this helps you in any way, then would you consider posting a link to it so that other people can find it as well? So here it goes. I recently spoke at a dinner for principals, deputy principals, and other Christchurch school leaders out at the remote Terrace Downs in the foothills of the Southern Alps. I shared about the 9 principles that I've learned from hosting Seeds Podcast and the 387 people that I've talked to. Those learnings are in the short book Seed Habits that was released last year. One person there was Polu Luatua, who wrote me this message afterwards, so I thought I would take the chance to share the answers in case it helps. Here's what he said to me. Malolava, Stephen. Thanks for your presentation at the leaders' dinner tonight. I was so inspired and motivated to get more out of my life. I spoke to you briefly at the end about how you use your time to fit everything in. A couple things. Can you send me links to resources you had on that? Also, I noticed that you have a lot of projects and hats on. You seem like a risk taker and an activator. How do you start projects? Do you just get an idea and go for it? Male fa aloa loa tele lava. Polu luatua. I've reflected on these questions and decided to answer them fully as others ask me similar things all the time. My opening thought is that we all have time each day. You, me, that person we both admire, 24 hours in the day. I think we have a responsibility to use our time well because it is precious. We inhabit this space and moment in time. What we chose prior to this moment has shaped us, and what we choose now will alter the very essence of who we are becoming. Don't focus on only the big decisions. Life is a series of very small decisions. Being consistent is what shapes us so that any one decision is easy, as we have in many ways already made it based on our habits and our prior decisions. Some have called this the principle of a long obedience in the same direction. In everything I do, I'm trying to make a connection with the past, the future, myself, and others. One of the most important points when deciding on involvement in a project is who I am in the process of transforming into. Each of us are different to, say, 10 years ago. So what will you be like in 10 years from now? Apply that to decisions, and this helps act as a filter. Will this help me meet interesting people? Will I learn something? Will I have fun with it? Will I encourage others to think deeply or in a new way? Alongside this, I try to say yes unless it's not aligned with those considerations. I also am not aiming for perfection. If I was, it would be hard to release any podcast episode. But the raw nature of them, the ums and the mistakes that makes them authentic and real. So realize early on that if you give yourself, say, 2 hours of focused work on something, it will yield 80% of the result. But to get to 100% and elusive perfection will probably take another 8 hours. I've learned to be content with producing more in less time. If you want to explore this, it's called the Pareto Principle. Type that into Google and it will come up. Also, seek out collaboration as it reduces the weight of what you need to bear. As an example, I did 5 pages of a charity's health check, then sought comments from others. 80 responses later, the document had grown with collective wisdom and become a 6-part guide with dozens of relevant questions. This shows me an important principle. You can do more with others than you can on your own. Don't be afraid of failure. It's what holds people back from trying something new, but even a failure is only compost for future success. So have an opportunity-focused mindset where you are willing to try things, learn from them, and move on. Choose projects or initiatives that you feel passionate about, not things you feel like you should do. Seeds Podcast is up to 387 episodes now because I enjoy doing it. I focus on talking to inspiring and interesting people. I meet many people who start a podcast and it fizzles after 5 episodes because they didn't have a strong why they were starting it and what brings them joy. As you try things, seek out that elusive element of fun and the spark of joy. Life is too short to be constrained by doing things that we don't actually like doing. Use your time well and be realistic about what you can do, but have multiple projects on at any one time. People see things come out that I've worked on and they assume that it's quick, But usually, it's months of prep work, like the recent impact investing legal opinion that just came out. I had the idea like a year ago, and it took about 6 months to write it. If you want to have access to more on this topic, I've also written on similar things in different posts. For example, I did one on being efficient and some tips on that, one on what are we building with our lives and how we should aspire to grand things, the vision, in other words, to construct a cathedral, not just a wall. There's another one that had a reflection on 10 lessons I've learned that I wish my younger self had known. And there's a recent episode of Seeds on weaving creativity into all of your life that I presented at my former high school to 55 students who were age 16. I really hope these thoughts help someone out there, and I encourage you to continue endeavoring, use your time well, be efficient, and choose projects that really matter. If you want to see the links to the other resources that are mentioned in what I just said, click in the show notes and you'll be able to get to the article. There's a lot more content at theseeds.nz. Until next time, kakite ano!